From the hours of 9 to 10 p.m., we will only use the words ass, damn, and hell. We will, however, never use the words or any other sexual or racial slurs. From the 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. hour, we will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and we will, however, never use the words or any other racial or sexual slurs. Now, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less references. Oh, hey, watch your mouths.
Oh, me.
We will have less references to our enormous genitalia.
And welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G, back at it again after a one-week hiatus. I know I was missed. And tonight I'm joined by Mr. Banff.
Evening, bitches. What's happening?
And we're also joined by Leroy Jetstream.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And tonight we're going to be minus the Adam Black, who I think had some work duties he had to take care of today. But he'll be back with us next week, hopefully, unless something else pops up.
He is a hard worker. He works hard.
He works hard for the money.
I was just about to say that. Damn it. Shout out Donna Summer. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. And tonight, we are recording on Tuesday, June 5th, and to get our little plugs out the way, you can check us out on our website, theclicknation.com, and we've got a Twitter that you can follow, at theclicknation. We have a Facebook fan page, so make sure to like us at facebook.com/theclicknation. And if you ever want to holler at us or have some feedback, we are more than glad to hear from our listeners. Send us any feedback to theclicknation@gmail.com. And we're also on Google Plus. Just search for The Click Nation. And my Twitter handle is TimDOGG98. The Adam Blacks is @Adam_Black. And I'll let you two give yours away.
Mine is Mr. Banff, at Mr. Banff. It's MISTABAMF. But I don't tweet. Just want to let you know. But follow me anyway. But I don't tweet. I may tweet once a month. But it's a nugget of information that you need to make your life go better. Right.
Okay, and mine is at Leroy Jetstream, and I don't really tweet that much my own self either. I tweet like a little bit. I tweet more on Facebook, so.
You were on a little roll about a week ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was what do you mean? Facebook?
No, on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. I get on a roll on Twitter. You know what? I really hang out at Google Plus, but nobody's there.
I mean, I always share stuff to Google Plus. Anytime I see an article, sometimes I make sure to share it.
I like Google Plus much better than Facebook. I don't care how Facebook feels about it. I like it much better. Nobody's there. That's the only problem. It's like, everybody's still like, oh, Facebook me. I'm like, all right.
We got to get people on the Google Plus train.
Or the what's the other one? Pinterest? I always butcher the name of it up.
Pinterest.
Yeah, what is that about? I don't get it.
I'm the wrong person to ask because I don't know what
it's really about. Yeah, I mean, I looked at it and I was just like, you know, Facebook is trying to look like this, and I don't even like the way Facebook looks. So, like,
I need to check out Cold Slither's Pinterest page because Cold Slither Podcast, another show I co-host on, has a Pinterest, and I've never actually checked it out.
Plus, Cold Slither's everywhere, man.
It really is.
I know, right?
Speaking of Cold Slither, we made the I think we were on the top 100 list of Stitcher Radio for like most biggest movement in shared shows or something like that.
Ah, yes.
Congratulations. Yes, I'm gonna need to make a note to check it every week to see if we move up or down the list.
Moving on up.
One day, Click Nation will be on a Stitcher top 100 list.
Yes, at number one, you cocksuckers.
Yes. Also, speaking of which, make sure to, I guess you subscribe or to feeds on Stitcher, but make sure to listen to us on Stitcher and like us and share us, and also make sure to subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, both of them are very easy, especially on Stitcher. It's very easy.
Very, very easy.
Yeah. I mostly do the iTunes download and subscribing, but I need to see how our shows sound on Stitcher. I'll go and play them a little bit on the Stitcher's website just to make sure, you know, it pulls the feed correctly. But I haven't actually listened on my phone.
Tis awesome.
Yes. Now let's get into some news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by The Adam Black. And Adam Black was nice enough to send me the link of news articles he had collected for the week, even though he's not here. Appreciate that, bro. And the first bit of news is Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever you want to call him, his son got a football scholarship to play at UCLA, and all the white people got an outrage.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, really? I mean, rich white people been doing jacked up shit like that for fucking years. So now that the little pretty black boy gets to do it, and it's a fucking problem? Suck a dick and die. Get your money, Justin. Fuck them.
I mean, they've been grandfathering each other in for years, and, you know, if it didn't work, they just open up another school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if he couldn't get in Harvard, we'll forget that. You'll just go to Purdue.
Everyone's saying, you know, he's taking a scholarship away from someone that could use it or deserve it. It's like, well, UCLA gave him the scholarship, and he's not taking any money away from, like, any other educational student because the scholarship for football comes from another endowment.
Right.
It's like,
he's still obligated to play football. So it's right. Not like he's, you know, getting it for free or nothing. He's still obligated to play.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, and I mean, you know, and if, you know, fuck it. That's how I gotta feel about it. I mean, you know, like Mr. Banff said, you know, white people have done it for years. There are plenty of rich white people where you're like, oh, their kids don't pay for college.
Right, man. Fuck, man. Let that man get that money, man. Get the money, Justin. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Could be an issue where Diddy said, you know, once you hit 18, I'm cutting you off. So he'd have to get his own scholarship anyway.
It's not even that, man. So I don't think that was it. I mean, he just earned a scholarship there.
Right.
Case closed.
Yeah. And if it helps that, you know, Diddy your daddy.
Okay.
So be it, because, you know.
So be it, you know.
You know, the college alumni board was like, you know, we want Diddy to come every year and bring us some money. And, you know, that's right. What it was probably thinking about. And, I mean.
So we're going to take care of his kid. You know, so take that. Bad boy, baby.
Yep. And, you know, they're planning on making a whole lot more money off of his kid being there. Think about it. They now have a pipeline into the entertainment industry to help them out for homecoming and any concerts that they want to do.
Right.
Plus, I mean, they know that Diddy and his mom are both, well, I mean, sorry, that his stepson's mom are both going to give money and endowments to the school. So, you know, when it's all said and done, they'll probably end up paying for at least five other people to go to college.
Right.
Off of their son going.
Yep. And the next article he sent me is titled Disney Marvel 3 years Later. I have no idea what this is about, but I'm going to click and we can find out together.
Well, I know. I remember when I heard that way back, I thought that was going to be a horrible relationship, but luckily Disney leaves Marvel alone.
Oh, this is
Marvel do what they want to do.
Recapping after Disney bought Marvel. That was 3 years ago?
Yep. Yeah, that was 3 years ago, dude.
Wow. Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my biggest fear. I was scared to death that Disney was not going to just leave Marvel alone. You know what I'm saying? Just to put their hands in. Because Disney has a bad habit of doing that shit. Just putting their hands and touching shit and,
I thought they were going to just take Marvel and Mickey Mouse, to be honest with you, just completely.
Right.
I'm surprised that after these three years, we still haven't had any Marvel properties make it onto television sets yet.
You mean like the live action shows?
Yes.
They talked about it, but I think it's budgeting issues, and I think right now they're happy with, they know they can make the money if they make movies. They know they'll get it back, and they know they'll get it back from cartoons.
Right.
But pretty much everybody knows that a television series isn't making any money.
Right.
Unless it was an X-Men reality show. So.
Right.
I think the only one you will see will be the Incredible Hulk. I think the AKA Jessica Jones, I don't think that got picked up.
Yeah, that got that. I remember reading a couple weeks ago that got canned.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll probably see an Incredible Hulk one, you know, but I really don't want to. I personally don't want to see one, but hey.
Yeah.
You know, but
I wouldn't watch much of it.
Right. I prefer, you know, maybe some of the lesser known characters have their own, superheroes have their own show. I'd be kind of cool with that, you know, but who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they did that, it would be called Heroes. So,
Heroes was good for its one season.
It sure was, sir.
Heroes was good. I liked it all the way up until the end. Well, you know, I think, third season went a little slow, but I liked it all the way up to the end because I was upset when it went off.
I gave up on that last season.
The last season was the best when they, you know, they exposed the whole secret. And look, well, it's been out. Spoiler alert. They exposed it, that special people exist. Yeah.
People with special powers exist.
Yeah, because they never got around to giving them a name. So they're not humans and they're not mutants and they're not metahumans. They never got around to giving them a name.
They're heroes, damn it.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
But yeah, 3 years. And I guess I was thinking maybe Marvel wanted to wait until the Avengers was finished before starting any television projects.
Right.
We'll see. And what's the next article? Snow White and the Huntsman wins the box office for the weekend. Let's see what it pulled. Something finally beat the Avengers. I'm shocked.
Well, Men in Black beat the Avengers last week, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was out. And I've heard good things about it.
This right here. I'm still not going to see it, though.
I'll see it at the $2 theater in like 2 or 3 months.
Wait for it on Redbox.
Yes.
I wonder where Battleship ended.
Redbox.
I don't know. Who wants to see Battleship?
I'm wondering where it ended in the box office. I guess I could look that up, but let's see. Box office results. Let's find out together on the show.
Oh, yes. That's right, damn it.
Box office mojo. Mojo Jojo.
Let's whoa. See.
Snow White and the Huntsman came in for weekend gross was $56 million. Men in Black 3 was at $28 million. Avengers at $20 million. Battleship came in at $5 million.
Bam!
It's kind of a drop off there.
Yeah,
interesting. And let's see, average total gross for Battleship so far has been $55 million. Huntsman got that its first weekend. I mean, Snow White and Huntsman got 56 million its first weekend.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, and that whole Paramount moving G.I. Joe back idea is looking better and better every time I think about it now.
Oh, yeah. Because it would have
did a little bit of something. It would have did a little something.
I'm just mad. But next year, I probably won't even care about it.
I mean, yeah. I really didn't give a shit about it this year, but, you know. Who knows? I might check it out.
Yeah. Especially if they're going to. Are they really going to reshoot the whole movie?
Yeah, they're reshooting it. They're adding parts.
Not the whole movie, but they're reshooting parts of it and adding things, and yeah, it will probably be a totally different movie than what we were going to get, you know, in June. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, this week all I care about this week is Prometheus right now, so that's all I care about.
Exactly.
When does that come out? Next weekend?
Friday.
No, Friday.
That's what I meant. This weekend.
Yes.
I guess we should. Next week's show should be Prometheus review.
It should be.
I'll let you review it because I won't be seeing it.
You're not going?
No.
It's gonna be
he hasn't seen any of the Alien movies. He hasn't seen any of the Alien movies, so it might be a couple things
You haven't seen none of the Alien movies?
None. I tell you.
The first one? I mean, that's been on TBS.
Jetstream. Listen to when I say the word none.
And has no urge to see any of them.
You know what? I mean, and you know what? The crazy thing, Amazon is actually offering the Alien box set on Blu-ray for $29.99. I came so close to buying it for your ass and shipping it to you.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I ain't doing it because you're a bastard.
But that doesn't mean I'll not allow it to be reviewed on the show.
You're not going to look at it. That's why I'm not getting it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else you can get me if you just had the urge to get me something.
Okay. Tell me later. After the show.
I'm going to skip this article about Spartacus 4th season being its last. I'm sure some reader or listener might care about that, but we don't.
We don't.
But we might care about Scream the series. And Rodney or Adam
Black. I don't care about that.
Sending me these.
Dude, I haven't cared about Scream since they killed Jada Pinkett.
Yeah. Keep trying to open inside Facebook, trying to get me to like some page.
No, Facebook, we will not like it. Fuck you.
Let's see. Let me do a Google search here.
Google search.
Scream TV series. Huh? Bang Style. That's a website, people.
Whoa.
And this is, I guess they get this from MTV.com, it looks like. Finish loading page. Come on. All right, let's see. If four titles of Wes Craven's Scream franchise didn't get you shaking in your boots, MTV's new television series of the same name hopes to destroy your entire shoe collection.
Stop.
That was a lame pun.
You can start right there. You say MTV series. There you go. That's all we need to know. On to the next story.
I wonder who's going to be casted in it, though.
Who gives a damn?
That isn't going to work, dude. Have you seen MTV's Teen Wolf?
No.
Have you seen Teen Wolf?
No. Only thing I watch on MTV are the Real World Road Rule Challenges.
They're still on?
They still do those. And I used to watch Jersey Shore, but I kind of didn't keep up with the last season.
Right. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can go on to the next story. I think that said all that needs to be said.
So far, the extent to which the TV series will relate to its feature film counterpart is yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
They should have title. That's it.
They're going to butcher the series, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're going to. It's MTV.
Right.
They're gonna probably try and make it into a reality show. Say, let's make it into a reality show like Scream. And they'll forget that Shannon Doherty did that with Sci-Fi, 4 years ago.
That's gonna suck, dude. I mean, really? How the fuck you could do a Scream series? I just don't. I mean, are you gonna introduce new characters every show who...
Yeah, because somebody's going to have to die every show.
Or is it going to be like... Or if you're going to do it, it's, you have to... If I was going to do it, I would recast it every season. It'd be a totally different cast, similar premise, you know, because it's going to... Once you realize who the killer is, it's kind of pointless to go through another season unless you're just going to change up, you know... killers, and then it's going to be like, why are these people still living in the same, you know, city where all their friends are like taking tag team killing each other? What the fuck is that about?
They need to copy ABC Family's Pretty Little Liars, which I keep hearing is a good show, but never watched it because it's a show but with a bunch of chicks on it. Even though I do like the eye candy.
I don't know anything about that one either, but. So you're stating they change them up all the time. That it's different girls.
He's saying that's what they should do.
That's what they should do. They should change it up. They should change the. I mean, if they're going to do it, every season should be a totally new cast. You know, and a totally new cast, totally new city, because it's not going to make sense. Because you know, by the end of the series, you find out who the killer is. You know, end of the season, you find out who the killer is. So the next season, you're going to have the same people with another killer. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a killer, but don't push me. MTV needs to stick to taking advantage of teen mothers.
MTV needs to start playing videos again. And I don't even know how the fuck they still call themselves MTV, and they haven't played a music video on that damn channel in about 8 or 9 years. So that's my pet peeve about MTV. Fuck you, MTV. How the fuck can you? You're not music television. You're reality TV television. You know what I'm saying? I fucking hate y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jerry O'Connell is set to play Herman Munster in the new TV series.
Yay.
Anyone else care about that? I don't even know they were doing a Munster series.
Not really. Yeah. It's going to be the third incarnation of it?
Oh, the monsters?
Yeah, they've done this since originally they did. I know the old one, old black and white one. Then they did one in the '80s.
They sure did. I forgot about that show. Yeah. So yeah, this is the new one called Mockingbird Lane. Don't really give a damn.
Yeah. And we got some wrestling news. Hostile meeting between WWE officials and Randy Orton regarding his suspension. This is coming from WrestleZone. SuperLuchas.net is reporting Randy Orton met with top WWE officials at the headquarters on Friday regarding his recent suspension. And the meeting involved Vince McMahon, Triple H, and Kevin Dunn. The report says it was a hostile, quote-unquote, meeting, and a further decision of Orton's future is yet to be determined. Several WWE officials are lobbying for Orton to be released because the lucrative contract with WWE, which has him signed until 2019, can't be justified. The feeling is if he is to return to the WWE roster, he will likely be in the mid-card, yet WWE will still be paying him his high-dollar contract. If Orton gets suspended one more time, he gets fired. The belief is this is going to prevent WWE from wanting to put a lot of investment into him in big main event programs. Vince McMahon is reportedly especially infuriated with Orton over the suspension. The feeling was he had matured over the years, and this recent suspension was a big disappointment to those top company officials.
What is he suspended for again? Forgive me if I'm out of loop.
He
drugs again, or
the last sentence here. Reportedly, Orton tested positive for the anabolic steroid Dianabol, which is banned by the United States Congress under its Controlled Substances Act. He also reportedly tested positive for marijuana, which is subject to a $2,500 fine.
Oh wow!
Dang. Okay.
But yeah, I was kind of surprised at that. Suspension, because I was like, oh, that's strike number two against them, because I know they have to, you know, strike three, you're gone from the company.
Right. So would you put an asterisk by Orton's name now?
Nah, he's not dead, so he'd just be one of the many people, if he got banned, I guess you'd just say he'd be in, like, the Macho Man Randy Savage category of never to return.
Right.
Even though I'm sure he'll return one day. Actually, no, he's dead. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. Whoa.
Forgot the Macho Man had left us.
Oh, wow. That was harsh.
My bad.
Well, you know. But yeah, dude, that's kind of fucked up, Randy. I mean, God. I mean, and why are you giving attitude to people, Randy? I mean, fuck you, motherfucker, that took the damn steroid that's banned by United States Congress, bitch. God.
And you smoking that weed.
You smoking them tweeds. You know. I mean, I don't think Vince would be that pissed off at you if you just smoking them tweeds. You know what I'm saying? Vince be like, all right, suspend for like a month. $2,500 fine. Okay, cool, whatever. Let's go main event some WrestleManias.
It's money.
You know, you, dude, really? Really? A steroid that's banned by the United States Congress? And you think it's cool to take? What? You know what? If you get, if Randy Orton get fired, this is, he just fucking stupid. That's all I got to
say.
And I love Randy.
I think they released him before he even came to that.
Right. You know, that's just stupid, dude. Really? I can't even wrap my mind around how dumb that is.
And he has a 60-day suspension this time instead of 30-day since it's his second offense.
Right. Well, you know, I guess we'll be seeing his ass in TNA. Oh, shit.
Mr. Orton Randy is in the impact zone.
Orton Randy. Whoa. So.
And I guess it sucks because Orton's going to end up missing the 1,000th edition of Raw. Because I think that's sometime over the summer.
Right.
And Raw is also moving to 3 hours, which is stupid.
Oh, it's moving to 3 hours permanently?
Yep. I don't even watch 2 hours anymore.
You know, that was the final nail in the coffin for Nitro, you know. Ew, I don't know about that. 3 hours? That's a lot, dude. God.
Same thing I said. I've actually cut back watching Raws now. I just sort of flip back and forth, see who's, you know, who's competing or who's on the TV.
Right.
And half the time it's like someone I don't care about or something stupid, and I just turn the channel.
Hmm. Oh, well.
And now some more comic book movie news.
Yes.
The X-Men First Class sequel supposedly has a new title because the studio, what studio does the X-Men First Class?
Fox.
Fox.
Yeah, Fox. I think supposedly copyrighted the title Days of Future Past to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, Days of Future Past involves a X-Men storyline where the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants tried to assassinate Senator Robert Kelly, who was a mutant hater. And the X-Men tried to stop it. But in an alternate reality, they weren't able to save Robert Kelly and was assassinated. And that sparked this new future where the X-Men were hunted by the Sentinels, and it was a dark, bleak future. A lot of X-Men were dead. And it involved time travel because the X-Men from that timeline came back to warn the X-Men that, you know, this, if you don't save Robert Kelly, this future is going to come to fruition. And I believe it came from, let's see, what website was discussing this? ScreenRant.com. They were speculating that this could be since Days of Future Past storyline involved time travel, that this could be a way to merge the X-Men First Class universe with the original X-Men trilogy universe, so everything will make sense and of how, because it was never explained if X-Men First Class was supposed to be a sequel or a prequel or a reboot. So now it could be explained that, you know, this is just a totally different universe from the X-Men trilogy movies.
Hmm.
Any thoughts?
Hmm.
I have faith in Matthew Vaughn because, I mean, you know, he did such an awesome job with, you know, with First Class, you know, given the short amount of time he had to make the movie. I've always been a fan of the multiple timeline, you know, time travel kind of stories, you know, so it'd be interesting to see. It'd be very, very interesting to see how they do it. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully, you know, if this is the way they're going, I hope they can juggle all the different angles of the story and come up with something spectacular.
And a good example of this was given that, you know, you can look to the Star Trek, the newest Star Trek that came out a couple of years ago, how it used the different alternate realities to explain how this is totally different from the original Star Trek movies.
So right.
It gives them a way to cut their own path to tell their own stories.
Exactly.
So I'm all for it.
All for it. Anything is better than, you know, X-Men 3, so, you know.
Especially since they're still trying to make an X-Men 4.
Which they probably should just leave the fuck alone.
But they won't.
No, they won't.
And maybe we might even see, with introducing time travel, we may even get to see Cable or Bishop introduced.
That might happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Nathaniel Dayspring Summers.
Wow. Why did you call that man government name like that? That's fucked up.
Or Nathaniel Dayspring Askany Son Summers, to be more specific. Look.
I'm calling that man whole name like that. He probably don't even want nobody to know all that, so you tripping.
For folks who don't know, that's Cable.
Right.
And the final story we have is Marvel Studios has two Marvel movies set to debut in 2014, I believe, after Captain America 2, but they are so far unnamed projects. And there's speculation that one of those two movies will be for Black Panther.
Woo!
Which just seems, it just makes a lot of sense that they do a Black Panther movie to finally introduce the Black Panther.
Right.
Because Marvel needs to start introducing some more diverse characters. Besides
if they really want to impress me, they should have introduced, like, Black Spider-Man. The new little kid, and that would have been.
That's what Sony should have did with their reboot.
Oh, Sony's not going to do that. Yeah. I believe Marvel would have more guts and actually do it, but, you know, since Sony owns anything Spider-Man related, you know, it's not. I mean, most we can probably hope for Miles Morales is a cameo in the Spider-Man movie. So, but. But I am definitely all for a Black Panther movie. I am all for it.
Who should play him?
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle cannot play. No,
he's War Machine now.
Well, yeah, he can contract.
He's War Machine. He's a little too old to play that part.
Can't be Will Smith. Let's say that.
Hell no! Can't be Will Smith. I'm thinking maybe Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie would be very, very good in that role. I would say Idris Elba, but
that was a lot of people were speculating.
Yeah, I thought that one too. Idris.
He's Heimdall now.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Let's see. What about Jaleel White? I mean, I know he's Black Dynamite, but. That's his thing.
Jaleel White is Urkel. Michael Jai White is.
Black Michael Jai White. Sorry.
Woo! I was like,
sorry, my bad, people. I just got Jaleel White's work.
Man, shut the hell up.
Some people on Twitter were speculating about Michael Jai White, but then they were saying they might try to save him for. Luke Cage,
yeah. I mean, because he don't give off that, you know, because, you know, I mean, T'Challa's a king. I mean, you got to have somebody that can actually, who gives off kind of a regal kind of air about themselves, you know.
Yes.
I would say Jamin Huntsu, but I think Jamin's a little too long in the tooth nowadays, you know, to be playing Black Panther.
Yeah, when he's someone a little younger.
Yeah. But I personally vote for Anthony Mackie. That's
what's he been on?
Have you seen Real Steel?
Yes.
The black guy in Real Steel. That's Anthony Mackie.
I don't even remember the black guy from Real Steel.
Okay, let's see. Guy who played Tupac in Notorious.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I like that choice.
Yes. Of course you do. I'm a genius. What are you?
That's why I made sure to ask you.
Right. I am a genius, you know. But yeah, that's who I feel would be perfect for that role. You know, I mean, he's young. He's kind of a known actor, but he's not so big of a name that he would command so much money, that much money. So, you know, you can sign him for multiple, you know, because, you know, Marvel likes to sign people for multiple movies for a little bit of piece of money, you know, and he might actually go for it. So,
yeah. And he's not a big name.
Right, he's a very talented actor, very, very talented actor. Because, you know, I've seen him in, like, certain independent films. Well, you know,
just help you out on some movies he's been on. He's been in The Hurt Locker.
Right, Hurt Locker.
He was in The Hurt Locker, Real Steel. He was in The Adjustment Bureau. Yes. And recently, Man on the Edge.
Hmm. Right.
He fits the...
And a lot of TV shows and stuff, too, on here.
He fits the Chris Hemsworth kind of mold of, you know... been in stuff, but never the feature role. It could be his big break.
Could be it.
Marvel, if you're listening to us, get this guy. Anthony, what's his name again?
Anthony Mackie. That is your guy, Marvel. That is your guy.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, and he also has a supporting role in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yes. Oh, he's going to be in that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So he's your guy, Marvel, Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie. So that's it for the news for tonight. And when we come back, Mr. Banff is going to fill us all in on what our main subject for the show is going to be about tonight. We'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back. On the Click Nation podcast. Right. Now I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Banff so he can let us know what we're going to be discussing tonight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we are discussing tonight are animated series however you pronounce that in plural form, that are based on movie properties. You know, some of them are, you know, some there are based on movie properties are actually pretty good, and some of them are horrible and they probably should have never been made. And mostly the latter, you know, a lot of these shows are, you know, are not good, you know, or should not have been made. Doesn't make sense. Why did you make this, this movie into a cartoon? Because it doesn't really translate well. You know, that sort of thing. You know, we're just going to be, you know, throw a couple titles out there. you know, hopefully we'll discuss. Hopefully these two gentlemen have seen some of these cartoons. I hope so. Please God. And, you know, like I said, we're just going to, you know, have fun with it. You might get a rant or two out of myself or Jetstream. You know, that's how we do.
I might have a rant in me also.
Oh, a Tim Dog rant.
I was about to say, last thing I ran about on the show, what was it? It was early
It was a comic book something. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, it's some comic book character you hate.
When Marvel decided to introduce Nick Fury's
biracial
son? Yeah, that was it.
That was it. Yeah, a Tim Dog rant is a rare thing. It is a golden nugget of enjoyment. I tell you,
it's like an Easter egg that's right up there, front and center.
Yeah, it is a Cadbury egg. Damn it, that's how good it is.
It's not hidden or anything. It's an Easter egg.
Not at all. He don't hide his Easter eggs, bitches. He just dropped them sons of bitch on your head.
Oh, yeah. I got breaking news.
Oh shit.
Goes back to the news when we were discussing the Black Panther solo movie. This is from Superhero Hype. They just tweeted. There's been much speculation as to what phase two of Marvel Studios' film slate will consist of, but up until now, there have been no confirmed reports. Latino Heat is reporting that the next big solo movie after Captain America 2 will be none other than Black Panther. Could this be the untitled May 16th, 2014 release? Let's see. With no official word from Disney/Marvel Studios from now, still consider this a rumor, but we will let you know as soon as we hear anything official.
Yeah.
It says update according to sources at the studio. Latino Reviews report is not true.
They just bullshitting.
Yeah, smokescreen.
Comic Con is coming up soon, so San Diego Comic Con is coming up soon. Expect to hear some more then.
More news, and then also make sure you expect to hear it on our show also.
Yes, because we keep up with that shit.
That's what we do.
Anywho.
Yeah, anyway, back to the show.
Okay, first title I myself personally want to throw out is a show that is one of those cartoon series that probably should not have been adapted. This probably should have been put out, and you probably shouldn't have adapted it from this particular movie. It's the Rambo animated series. How the hell you decided to make a cartoon series out of an animated series out of an R-rated movie about a Vietnam vet who's suffering from post-traumatic stress and he wants to kill everybody in a city? I don't know, but hey, you know, R-rated. We blow people up, we stab people, shot people with explosive arrows, but we're gonna make a Saturday morning cartoon for all the kids to see. Yeah.
With no blood involved or killing.
No blood involved and nobody dies. And for some odd reason, they both have a black and a white ninja like G.I. Joe.
Yes.
And what's any other ones you want to go down? Because I've got some links that you sent out to us with
There's plenty. I have another one that I thought about that was a butchered. I don't know if it's on our list.
Right.
Teen Wolf had a cartoon.
Yes, Teen Wolf is one of the lists. Yes.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, and I didn't like Teen Wolf like as a kid. Like I was like, this is nothing like the movie. When did he get a sister? When did he get a grandma? When did he get a grandpa? It was like I'm thinking it's him and his dad.
Right. You know, and the funny thing about it, everybody in the family turned into werewolves, and they lived in a town called Wolverton, if I remember the name of the city right. Yeah. It was odd.
Yeah, and they did other weird stuff. Like, matter of fact, there was an episode where, I don't know, I'm remembering this now, but there was an episode where the cousin came into town, or the cousins came into town, they were like country, and the baby turned into a werewolf. Now, if you remember the movie, it doesn't happen to you until you get into puberty.
Right.
It doesn't happen to everybody.
Right.
So it was like, oh, okay. But, you know, for cartoons, to appeal with kids, they had to dumb it down. And, you know, they had to hook it up for everybody. They had to make it kid-like. Not the kids are that slow. That's the funny thing about that.
Right. Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, really should not have made that, I personally like.
Okay. And what's next on the list, Gilmore?
Sorry. Yes, we're gonna go with the Karate Kid. Yes.
Yes. No. You know what? I like that cartoon when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, I just found it on Netflix.
Yeah, I liked it, but I found it very weird because I was like, you know what? I felt gypped watching the movies because I was like, you know, Mr. Miyagi didn't teach Daniel some shit in the movies compared to the cartoon.
I'm wondering how many seasons did all these movies turn to cartoons actually last? Were they all one and done's?
Not long. I think Karate Kid was like one season.
Most seasons didn't make it to. Yeah.
Barely. What we have on list? We have Droids.
I think Droids was 2, Ewoks was 3, if I remember right.
Yeah. Those are probably the longest listed ones we're going to probably have on the list.
Right. But yeah, Karate Kid, it's Mr. Miyagi, Danielson, and Danielson's girlfriend from Karate Kid 2, I think, gallivanting around the globe after this ancient Chinese mystical statue that has healing properties. And I'm trying to figure out who the hell is paying for all these damn trips. And why the hell ain't y'all arrested? Y'all running around karateing folks and fucking shit up, and ain't nobody getting arrested? Really? Kiss my ass. It's bullshit.
They go poof in the night.
Poof in the night? God damn it. Poof in the night. Ride off to the damn sunset. Like ain't shit happened. Fucking hate it. Find it on Netflix, everyone, if you got it. Find it, damn it.
I've got here a whole... They just grouped all of the Jim Carrey movies / cartoons together.
Yeah, they just put all of those together.
The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, and Ace Ventura.
You know, they all came out the same fucking year. That's
yeah. I kind of disagree with them on that one. Like, if anything could have been made into a cartoon,
Ace Ventura could have been made into a cartoon.
It's pretty much all those movies they listed because the movies themselves, live action, were like cartoons with Jim Carrey in them. So
true.
That, I'm like, okay, those kind of should have been cartoons. And as far as some of these people in the article, they go in real hard on the animation and all that. But these are studios. They're cheap. They're trying to get stuff out on the budget, dealing with networks. And, you know, nobody's going to pay for real animation, period. It's expensive.
I will admit, don't
believe me. Look at Mighty Robots. You see what happened to them.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Best-looking cartoon... of the 80s.
I'll even say probably best looking cartoon, what, of the 80s and up until now.
Right.
Yeah, what show was this?
Huh?
What show was this?
This is Mighty Orbots, my friend. I'm sorry, you were a wee lad.
Sorry.
Dude, we got some years on you. It's okay. You know, but I mean, yeah. Like I said, me and Jetstream have talked about this show. You know, production values, I'm saying. I mean, shit, they had a full fucking orchestra doing the music for the show.
That's what you need.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a baller-ass show.
Yeah, man, I mean, they went out on animation. It was like, dang. Like, you know, they had the top, They had the top animation team from Japan, like, working on it because it was technically a joint venture between... American company, and who had that? ABC? ABC had it between ABC, them and ABC.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, but I digress.
But, yeah, but, I mean, some of the stuff, like, you know, the one guy I read on, he just went hard on animation. I'm like, dude, it's Saturday morning, it's for kids, and they're really, in my opinion, Americans don't really value animation. And they were just meant to throw away or just filler for kids on Saturday morning, you know, mainly filler to sell cereal and toys.
Basically.
The little Jimmies. Get them buying products. Jimmies.
The little Jimmies. Let's see here. What other show shall we discuss here? We shall discuss The Real Ghostbusters.
Now, that was a show I enjoyed.
Now, I like that one. I know that's one that probably did make three seasons. How many seasons did Ghostbusters do? I know it was on four.
I think it was, about three or four. I can't remember exactly how many. But
for a cartoon, that's pretty long.
Right, but yeah, it was one of the better ones. It was actually, one of the better, animated series adapted from a movie. It wasn't.
I even liked it better than the movie because it filled in a lot of blanks that the movie had.
Wasn't there two iterations of it or two versions of the cartoon?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There, you have the one me and Gilmore is talking about based off the movie is The Real Ghostbusters.
Right.
Then you have the Ghostbuster cartoon, which is based off of an old, kiddie show Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
because they got into a copyright infringement with The Real Ghostbusters. That's why The Real Ghostbusters call themselves The Real Ghostbusters instead of just
Ghostbusters. Right, because Filmation created a live-action Ghostbusters cartoon show in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the 80s, right around the same time the Real Ghostbusters cartoon came on, they revamped their live action show into an animated show.
Yeah.
I personally think the Filmation one is the better of the two shows.
I like that one too.
Yeah. But that's just
I like them both. The other one from Filmation it's out there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
it's way out there, but it's Filmation, so.
Right, it's Filmation.
It's to be expected.
It's got a giant gorilla running around that guy. Love it.
Not Gorilla Grodd?
No, not
Grodd, dude. No, sorry. Sorry, brother.
Oh, well.
I'm trying to find
another show.
Well, here's one that was terrible. I didn't like it as a kid. I'm like, why did y'all make this? Back to the Future had a cartoon.
Back to the Future had a cartoon. Why, we will never fucking know.
And they worked really hard on it. I remember they brought in Bill Nye, the science guy, and would give out little science tidbits. And
did they just go traveling around different parts of time? Is that what the show was involved?
Yeah, but it had to be educational. Like, the kids would come home from school and want to learn about something. And, they got a time machine, so they just go back in the time machine,
Right. Because it didn't have anything to do with Michael J. Fox's character. Just the professor.
The boys, really, and the professor.
Right. Just his family. Yeah. Michael J. Fox's character was not in the show.
Here's a funny one I just saw. Kid and Play had a cartoon show.
Yes,
they did. After the house party. After the house party came out, there was a Kid and Play animated show. Came on NBC. It was great.
Yeah, now that was a good one.
Yeah, it was good.
It was cheap animation, but it was still good.
Yeah, and I was a Kid and Play fan, so I was down for anything with Kid and Play in it, so.
Yeah, so I'm not mad with my – like I said, I love that one, and, it's a favorite amongst everybody in our age group. So even people who don't like cartoons, you play that for them, like, oh, I remember that because it was real big. Right. And they did ghetto stuff. Like, I remember the dog had a fade. The dog had a box top.
Of course.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It was fantastic.
Hey, what can you expect? It was on NBC, and NBC did that when Mr. T was on. Because the dog had a mohawk on Mr. T.
Yes, he did.
For you, Mr. Bamf, there was a RoboCop cartoon.
Unfortunately, I know there was two RoboCop cartoons, unfortunately.
I said one after every movie?
Well, No. No, they were all after the movies, and they really weren't all that great, because
they weren't. They wasn't.
Okay. If anybody's ever seen the RoboCop movie, the original, it's one of the most ultra hyper violent movies, with pervasive profanity and everything. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to try to make this into an animated series for kids. This is the thing about RoboCop: the violence, the language, everything is weaved into the fabric of that movie. It makes the movie. You take all that out, it's a totally different kind of movie. It loses something in the translation. So you want to try and make that into an animated series? Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a guy. He's now a cyborg. You will automatically think it'd be cool for television, but. No, you should leave.
Even the way on the first RoboCop I saw today, I've never seen this one before. Mm-hmm. All my RoboCop fans, the most grimiest scene you will ever see, and I know they're doing a reboot of RoboCop, and I don't know how they're going to really out-top the first scene when Peter Weller's character is basically massacred.
Right.
It's like they show the cartoon, and they kiddied it up. So it's like him walking down the street and they're doing something. These three guys just like pop up from a corner and like surprise. And they do a flash and he looks shocked and now he's RoboCop. And it's like, okay, well, the movie, that was a pretty gruesome scene. Right. You know, so. It's not a good translation. And they did another one. What was that? One was called RoboCop Delta City or something. It was really bad because RoboCop had rollerblades and he was almost like he turned him into Inspector Gadget.
Right.
It was bad. It was like, it was just awful. It was like, you know, it was like, oh, RoboCop, you know, extend the arms. It was just adding new crap onto him and he had a RoboCop car.
Right. So, you know, hey, that stuff sucks.
Found another interesting one that I had totally forgot about, but I remember watching it as a kid. Uh-huh. Toxic Avenger.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the Toxic Crusaders show.
You know, yeah. I will admit, I never looked at those because I hated the Toxic Avenger movies, so I didn't, so I had no interest in the cartoon.
I had the toy,
no,
I remember.
I watched the cartoon as a kid, and I liked them as a kid, you know. But then I liked Toxic Avenger, because both of them, you know, that Tromaville stuff, you know, it's silly and it's funny, man. You can't take none of it serious, so, you know. Everybody in their right mind knows toxic waste kills.
I mean, so. You're right. I mean, but the thing about trauma stuff, though, is either you like it or you don't like it.
Don't.
It's just no middle ground. You know, and I was not one of those people who was like, oh, Toxic Avenger, I got it. You know, I was not one of those people. So, didn't want to see that. You know. Oh, here's a cartoon that I actually remember looking at and actually enjoyed. Was the Beetlejuice animated series. I don't know.
I love the Beetlejuice one a lot. I like that one a whole lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I used to love watching that Beetlejuice cartoon.
Right. a lot. I mean,
yeah. A lot, man. I used to get crunk by that one.
Right.
Let's see. I don't have nothing bad to say about that one, because you know what? I like the cartoon better than the movie.
So. Exactly. I was just about to say that.
Now, here's one that had no business being made. And Mr. Bamfo grilled me on this one. For everybody out, take you guys back to memory lane. Long time ago when the movies came out and you didn't see him no more, like forever before VHS, and he's had HBO and he had to wait for a movie to come out for 2 years. HBO favorite was Police Academy. Police Academy had good old raunch. We had cursing. We had nudity. Mm. Good old raunchy comedy. All kind of stuff. We had a lot of gay jokes.
You know what I'm saying? Blue Oyster Bar. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Man. And I mean, so for some reason, people decided to take one of the probably most raunchiest movies, tongue-in-cheek movies, and turn it into a cartoon.
Which movie was this?
This is Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Yes, I love Police Academy.
Yeah, but this is the equivalent of turning Porky's or Avenger Nerds into a cartoon.
Well, this article I'm reading describes the Kid and Play movies the same way. They're like, their description of the Kid and Play movie and cartoon show was, as soon as I pull it back up there, the rap duo that starred in three R-rated house party films about wild teenage rappers and their crazy partying antics and attempts to have sex parlayed that success into an animated series that ran for 1 year from 1990 to 91. And then they talk about how the cartoon was toned down for TV and they tried to teach lessons during it and all that crap.
Right. I mean, this, I mean, like I said, this is the thing about a Kid and Play cartoon. I don't think it wasn't necessarily based on the house party movies per se, but I mean, but you know, Kid and Play, if anybody who wasn't, you know, old enough to, you know, to actually hear their music and stuff like that, they weren't your usual kind of hardcore rapper kind of thing. They were just more of a party rap group. And you know, they were, and they actually had a very kid friendly image in the music, you know. Yeah. But
I mean,
you know,
and but, even with the movie, I mean, despite certain scenes in the movie, even if you edited certain scenes and you had like a little kid watching it, you wouldn't get like some of the sexual stuff. You know, there's no violence really in kind of in the movie. I mean, it's even like kind of clownish bully violence from
right.
What was that, from Full Force?
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, clownish bully violence. You know, even when the police pull them over and tell them to go home, you know, these dudes are supposed to be gangsters and they like, you know, they're stomping off like little kids. So, you know, it was kind of that thing. But the police academies were always a little bit kind of, you know, they were tongue in cheek too, but they were a lot more, you know, they were a lot more raunchy. Like I said, they had a lot of the gay jokes. A lot of jokes about, you know, a lot of jokes with titties. You know, they always had that one instructor with the big titties, and she would always slam a dude down the ground and shove titties in his face.
Right.
You know, a couple little black jokes here and there. You know, then you had Tackleberry, you know. He was guns, and I guess you could say Tackleberry was a conservative for back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, but they made it into a cartoon, which I looked at a couple of clips of the cartoon, and the cartoon, be it, they might say it wasn't a good idea, it did pretty much stick to the movie.
Right.
And they had lots of movies to choose from.
Well, no, they came out, this was like after two.
Police Academy 10.
Yeah, they ran that into the ground.
I suppose that hasn't been rebooted yet.
Don't say it to him.
You're saying it too loud. People might hear us. Shut the hell up.
They hear that and be like, that's a good idea, Police Academy.
Right.
These guys on this show said they liked it to click. So if they like it.
Everybody like it.
Everybody should like that again. That's and it's real old from the 80s. Maybe they forgot.
Oh, man.
What we got? We got Conan.
Conan, yeah.
I had no beef with this cartoon. I don't know why it's really on this worst list or anything. I thought it was a cool cartoon.
Yeah, this is the worst list, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's Conan, though, man. I mean, see, this is the bad thing about Conan. Nobody was reading. You know, people. Whenever people hear think of Conan, they automatically think of the Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, movies. And if you've read either any of the Conan novels or the comic books, the first Conan movie that Arnold did is probably really close to what the comic books and what the novels were. They're violent. Sex and
After two, it's just like it's not like that. Like the equivalent of a Conan is pretty much picking up. Like if you went to Barnes & Noble and you picked up a heavy metal,
that's pretty much Conan. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of, I can see why they would want to make him, you know, because you know, you put Conan in the cartoon, you're kind of sort of trying to tap into that whole He-Man, you know, art kind of thing. You know, I can understand that, but I personally wouldn't have done it. But yeah, hey, that's just me.
Well, that's always weird, because now, Mr. Banff, weren't they trying to kind of do a Conan thing when they came up with He-Man?
Yeah,
like they wanted something like like Conan the movie, but they couldn't translate to, yeah, you know, to kids.
Well, I mean, well, the actual, the He-Man toys actually preceded the cartoon. The cartoon was just, you know what I'm saying, just in case anybody has any misconception, the He-Man cartoon was designed to sell toys. All it was meant for. You know, it just happened to be, Filmation just happens to make very good cartoons. But, you know, I think, yeah, the character, the toys themselves, if you look at the toys and look at some of the artwork that's done with the books that came with the toys, is very Conan-esque, you know. Very Conan-esque kind of thing. So I agree with that. You know, because He-Man is, essentially He-Man's a ripoff of Conan. He really is.
Especially the real early ones. Like, a lot of people might not remember, because Conan's been on, God, how many incarnations of Conan? One, two, three? Three of them. We have the one, we really have one older, because you had the books. And the only reason I noticed, my older cousins had the turn page book where you used to take the 45 record,
yeah,
and put it on and play it.
Put it on the, and then boom,
yeah, you turn the page. Turn the page, yeah, that joint.
You know, I never looked at He-Man as a Conan ripoff, but yeah, I guess he is.
He is. He was. I mean, it might not have been a blatant ripoff, but it's definitely, you know, it's definitely an influence there.
They were definitely inspired, because, I mean, when they came out with He-Man, and even matter of fact, Filmation did, what was it, another favorite of ours, the Black Star cartoons. That was around that time when that genre in the late 70s was really, really popular. People was in the Wizards, right, and Warlocks, Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
That kind of stuff, you know. And just for you viewers out there, I'm not that fucking old. This is just shit I heard.
No, actually, ladies and gentlemen, he is that old. Don't let him.
No, I'm not.
Liar. But anywho, you know. But yeah, I mean, and so yeah, so I mean, Conan the cartoon, and I mean I think the timing of it was probably bad, because I mean, once it came out, people were kind of looking at it like, okay, you know, you've done He-Man and all this stuff, and it's kind of like, what's the point?
And then, like, when it came out, I know He-Man came out with a new version of an up-to-dated He-Man,
which sucks, by the way.
Yeah, more 90s friendly, and you know, and then they also went off the, it has nothing to do with cartoons, but that terrible He-Man movie. God, that movie was off. You know, and that movie came out like when I was like 10.
That was a guilty pleasure of mine.
And I thought that movie was awful when I was 10. You liked that movie?
I liked
Jim
it.
Dog, really?
No, I liked it because it was so corny.
Dude, it wasn't even close.
There's a couple things I'm like that about. So I give you that. You know,
I found it bad. With me, I just kept looking at, like, nobody. I just didn't know nobody. Like, who is that? Him? No. Right. What? He-Man can't pick up a Volkswagen? Oh, this is some bullshit.
Right.
Volkswagen.
Right. You know.
Well, I mean, he was weak. You know, the He-Man from the cartoons picked up a mountain.
Right.
And this dude, he was strong, but, you know.
Hey, that's an idea for a future show. We're going to compare the He-Man live-action movie to the animated series. Write that down, Tim Dahl.
Write it down now.
That's a good idea.
That was awful.
You said compare He-Man live-action to the cartoon?
Yes.
Ain't much to compare. That was a bad movie. Like, that was the soul plane for Dolph Lundgren.
That was the soul plane for fantasy movies. Is the Master Universe movie. There's only one good redeeming thing in that movie, ladies and gentlemen. That's Frank Langella as Skeletor. He is the best thing in that movie. He really is. Because how the fuck they got Frank Langella, I will never know. I never know. Never will.
Understand. Yeah, and I will admit, like, looking at it later, that he did do a good Skeletor, although he looked... It was like I said, I was just going to look at the movie.
He was a little frumpy.
Yeah. But nothing looked like anything in the movie anyway. You know, they had the Keymaster dude, and Grayskull. It was, I'm like, okay, this
right.
What is something else that is like awful? Now, this is a cartoon I will admit I never saw, and I don't know what the big deal is about it, but them saying how bad it was, it must was really bad, but they did Spaceballs, the animated series.
I've never seen that. I saw that on the list. I'm like,
I never saw it. I never saw that one.
I don't even remember it.
I never saw it. I mean, and I love Spaceballs, the movie, but, you know, I don't even know if Mel Brooks wrote this, because the guy that posted this, he really goes into Mel Brooks, but I'm like, you know, dude, Mel Brooks probably sold the licensing rights to the cartoon and was like, do what you want with it. You know, because, I mean, he usually writes good jokes, but, you know, he does write a lot of race jokes. He writes a lot of TNA jokes. I don't know how to translate the cartoon.
Right.
You know, Blazing Saddle is ridiculous. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddle.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think a Mel Brooks humor. Mel Brooks' humor cannot be translated into kitty anything. You know, so I mean,
it just can't.
It just don't. Yeah.
Which I mean, a funny thing about his comedy, though, because he's funny, is that it's not vulgar comedy. Like, you know, it's like, it's not no fuck shit goddamn in there at all. But they're just jokes.
Fuck shit goddamn?
No, he doesn't. Well, he never did. He doesn't have no jokes like that on, like, Blazing Saddle. Right. Blazing Saddle has, I mean, you can count the cuss words in Blazing Saddle.
Dude, there's a lot of curse words in Blazing Saddle. What are you talking about?
Well, no
major league stuff.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's a.
It's like shit, damn, and hell kind of thing.
Yeah, and
not, you know, not like
a chink.
Yeah. But, you know, not a lot of F-bombs in there.
Right.
And, you know, and not the venom that comes off some F-bombs, you know. Like, you know, some people drop an F-bomb and they want everybody dead.
Whoa.
Okay. All right, on a lighter note, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I like that cartoon. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Heck, the movie was like a cartoon, so I don't see the problem. Right. Some of these are like, the movie was like a cartoon. Like, it should have been a reverse.
Right. I like Bill and Ted cartoon. I do, you know.
Yeah, so. I like the movie. I like the first one. Bill and Ted. The first one was funny. I like the cartoon.
So yeah, they can kiss my ass on that one. That cartoon was dope.
Okay, now here's one I'm just going to be honest with you. I hate. I'm going to say it now. I hate the Highlander animated series. I didn't like that. I found that too stupid. That's all I'm going to say about that.
They was
just trying to really milk a franchise. Like, you know, we've done three movies, four movies.
Right, how the fuck can you make a cartoon about a bunch of immortals who the only way you can kill them is cut their head off? Really? Really?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Mr. Bam. What you can do is recreate them in a cartoon where everybody becomes a pacifist and each immortal holds a piece of humanity's knowledge which they share with the character Quentin. By Quentin grasping the sword at the same time with these immortals, they pass on the information to him, which he will use to fight the bad guys.
Say what?
Yeah, I paraphrase. Yes. So no heads get chopped. So the famed quickening, which, you know, is every, you know, the famed quickening, especially from the first Highlander, which is nothing but a Michael Bay wet dream.
I mean,
doesn't happen.
I mean. No. Because
you need that. I mean, you need the quickening.
You need that. That is a integral part of the Highlander mythos. You cut off an immortal's head, the lightning strikes, quickening happening. It happens.
You have to have something where all the car alarms, all the car shakes, all the windshield glass out, your car breaks.
Right, right. You know, I need that. Fireworks. You gotta have it. Right. I mean, no, that's just no. That's just a bad idea. Fuck that.
No, it was just trying to milk. Another one on the list, Little Shop. I never saw it.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors cartoon. Yeah.
I never saw it. So.
I think it was ABC, if I remember correctly.
I mean, it's a kid cartoon, so.
Yeah, it was cool.
I mean, kids need something, man. Come on.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Some of y'all adults, y'all get mad about kid cartoons. They're cartoons for adults, and I'm not talking about anime. Ew. It's called fucking Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry. So shut the fuck up.
Oh.
If you ain't got nothing to watch.
Right.
You can't deal with anime. Right. I mean, I don't mean Tina Turner. I mean, like, you know, Sailor Moon and shit. You can't deal with that, then, you know, go back to watching Tom and Jerry. Something you understand.
Yes.
Any other movies you guys want to bring up?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Droids and Ewoks. I like to put them both together because, you know, for the most part, they were always back-to-back to each other.
I remember the Ewoks show. I don't remember Droids.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about Droids is that Anthony Daniels actually voiced C-3PO. But I mean, it wasn't anything. They weren't really anything special. It was just those characters on their own little mini adventures. You know, they really weren't all that great, honestly. You know, so
no. I mean, the most I liked about the Droids, if anybody knows, you know, Mr. Bam, Tim Dog know, Black Adam know that I'm a sucker for theme songs. So Droids had like one of the best opening intros you will ever see for a cartoon.
Dude, Ewoks had that beat. Ewoks had the best theme song.
But they're the same camp though. I'm getting it out. They're the same camp. I love both of those equally because you know they. I'm surprised a rapper has not snatched that up and sampled that yet.
Oh shit! 2 Chainz gonna have it on the record next week.
Man, don't say that.
I'm just saying, dude.
He probably will, but no, the Ewoks had that you know, that was like the coolest beat, coolest song. So yeah, those were 2 cool songs back then.
Yeah. So yeah.
But I have no problem with Ewoks and Droids. So.
I like them. Like I said, they okay. They're not the best. I like them, but they're not the best. Who you know? But hey, that's all I got.
Yeah, they weren't the best. Now, here's one that's really bad. And I looked at the clip of this, and God, it is bad. Stargate Infinity, they have a theme song that tells you what the cartoon is about.
Mm-hmm. You have lyrics, I take it?
It's lyrics.
Lyrics, I tell you. Oh, wow.
And it's bad. You know, I don't know what to say. It's just really bad, so... I was like, wow, this is... Wait for a second. I ain't cutting that on. I was about to say. I was going to play...
Yeah, don't do that. Nah.
We'll
get
feedback anyway, because my speakers are cheap. Oh, my God. Okay, right. Let's see what... Oh, wait, we didn't talk about Kong, the animated series. I saw it. I didn't pay attention to it. That's the messed up part. I mean, I think it came on Fox or something, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, we forgot to talk about the Godzilla animated series, which actually there are 2 Godzilla animated series.
Yep, there's the one I like from when I was a kid with Godzuki.
Yeah, that's the one from the 70s, and then there's the one that's based on the movie from 98, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like the 98 one. I like the one with Godzuki and all that, and them in the big boat, and, you know, they call Godzilla on the little box.
Right.
And, you know, so.
Yeah.
And like I said, I never was all that big. I didn't like the new Godzilla in the movie, so I was like, eh.
You know. But, hey.
Yeah. No, they did cool scenes. I always like the eye scene with the new Godzilla, the eye, and that's about it. And let's see what else we got on here. That one, RoboCop sucked. It wasn't that good. Wait, we leaving out Chuck Norris. And the Karate Commando.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Karate Commando. I don't Well, I mean, that wasn't really based on the movie, just the fact that he...
Yeah, it's based off of a star that, you know, he did action movies.
Right.
And, you know, he falls to, he, you know, he falls to the same genre as Mr. T.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, this guy on here really berates him and says he's homophobic and da-da-this and stereotypes and play it out. And, I mean, he may be all that in real life, I don't know, but... As far as the cartoon went, I'm like, no, it's not. They're not being racist. That's how cartoons were in the 80s. You know, their way of diversifying was really kind of racist, but at least they were trying.
That's true.
You know, because they always had stereotypes. They always had the same kind of black dude. You know, they always had the same Asian guy that talks like he just learned English like 6 months ago. So, you know, what can you say? So, I have nothing bad to say about Chuck Norris. Or his cartoon.
Right.
Yeah, he can whoop my ass, so.
Exactly. He really can, so yeah, we can't get in there. Right. Let's see.
Exactly, so. But yeah, but. Let's see. Anything else you got there, Tim?
No, I'm good. I think we nailed all the, at least the ones worth discussing.
Yeah.
But if any of the listeners out there have any of their favorites they want to add or any that they want to debate and disagree with that we mentioned, they can email us at theclicknation@gmail.com. Let us know which cartoons based off movies you guys enjoyed or hated.
Right.
Yeah, or just your favorite cartoon, period.
Right.
Yeah, we'll even take that too.
Right.
Hit us up. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So I guess this is a good ending point.
I think so.
Yeah, we're on time.
Yeah, just in time for before Franklin Bash season premiere starts. Haha. I don't know.
Yay!
I'm sure none of y'all listen to or not listen, but watch the show on TNT. But I'm a fan of Mark Power Gosselaar and whoever the little short guy is.
Oh wow! Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go and. Watch shit on Netflix. That's what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do, Jetstream?
I found Old Boy on YouTube, so I'm gonna try and finish that up.
Good deal.
You haven't seen it all the way?
No, I've seen it. I'm just trying to watch it now for free.
Oh. Okay.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it like a million. I've seen it like a million times, man. Matter of fact, dude, I've gotten addicted to watching Korean movies. Don't ask me why. They have so much melodrama, dude. Like, three people have to die in their movies.
Of course.
They kill a support, main character. You know, like, in what that one you, what? No, the, that one you got me for Christmas or my birthday. That was Internal Affairs. That's Chinese, right? Yeah. That was a Chinese one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, somebody got to die. It was point blank. Korean one, somebody dying.
Right. And everybody is fair game. That's the crazy thing about it. You know, your main character can die, I don't know, 10 minutes before the movie ends.
Well, yeah. With them, they don't really care. They'll be like, they'll kill off his love interest. You sit there like, oh, they're great. They ain't make it.
Right.
She really died.
And this is a good time to plug another show we're going to be on this week. And that is the Clit Nation is going to join the Cult Sleuther podcast to discuss some kung fu movies and specifically The Last Dragon.
Oh, Leroy.
Bruce Leroy. So I got kiss my Converse coolie.
I got finished doing my homework and be watching The Last Dragon.
You need to watch it.
Sent it to me. So I've been watching it on my laptop.
Cool.
Just got to finish it.
Yes.
So you can find Cold Sleuther Podcast at iTunes or Stitcher Radio or the website coldsleutherpodcast.com. And now some quick shout-outs. Shout-out to the Cold Sleuther Podcast crew, Classic Materia on Twitter and Eclectic on Twitter. And Eclectic also hosts his own podcast, the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Check him out at eclecticrelaxation.com. And Eclectic Discussion Podcast is also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Who else can I shout out? the loyal listeners, David Mack, Tatum, Big Ben. I know I'm forgetting all the digits in y'all's Twitter names, but I'm just doing it off the top of my head real quick. Who else we got? Nick Jew, Get Off My Planet, Everything Nice, Nothing Man, a.k.a. Chris, my boy John. I think that's it for now. If I forget your name, I apologize. Any, you guys want to give any quick shout-outs?
Nope.
Shout-outs to fellow Click members, Mr. Smith and Reggie, who hopefully both of them will join us on the podcast one day.
One of these days, hopefully. I personally want to give a shout-out to, you know, let me shout-out one more time, like I usually do every other show. I must shout-out Blu-ray because why the fuck would you want to look at anything but that? I'm just saying, bitches, if you have a high definition TV, get yourself a Blu-ray. Ask my boy iBigBen87. He just got his Blu-ray player just recently, and he's official. Yeah, because if you're still looking at DVDs, you should really fucking kill yourself. Jetstream, don't kill yourself, please. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. You know. But hey, you know, I love Blu-ray. Have my life in high definition, baby. Yeah.
He likes what he likes.
I like it. And I'm usually right about these sort of things.
Jetstream?
No, I don't have nothing, man. No real shout-outs this week.
Cool. So once again, make sure to check out our website, theclicknation.com. Follow the Twitter, at theclicknation. Like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. The Google Plus page, just search for theclicknation. And make sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And please reshare whatever you find and enjoy. Spread the word.
We have a good show. Spread the word, please, because we're trying to make moves. We want to get paid for doing this.
One day,
we want to get paid.
But until then, we'll just keep doing the show for free because it is actually fun for us.
Exactly. This is what we like doing.
This was always a goal of ours, was to get together and start podcasting. And now we're doing it. And we ain't stopping.
Exactly.
Can't stop. We going to talk.
Bad boy, baby.
And on that note, I am Tim Dog for Deanna Black, who is not here tonight. Mr. Banff and Leroy Jetstream. We are the Click Nation, and we are signing off. Peace!
From the hours of 9 to 10 p.m., we will only use the words ass, damn, and hell. We will, however, never use the words or any other sexual or racial slurs. From the 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. hour, we will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and we will, however, never use the words or any other racial or sexual slurs. Now, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less references. Hey, watch your mouth.
Me.
We will have less references to our enormous genitalia.